Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, folks, and it's a pleasure to be with you today on this wonderful Wednesday in New Jersey. And in a few moments, hopefully, our guest will appear, and she will be talking to us about how to get the most out of your networking experience. She's an entrepreneur. So before we start with business networking, I want to talk a little bit about entrepreneurs, because there are some amazing interesting facts that I just found out that really are going to take those of you who are discouraged about business or discouraged about making money and put all of that in a whole new way of thinking. So according to a study that I was just looking at from the Kauffman Foundation, in 2009, that's 2009, the amount of entrepreneurs each month, what new entrepreneurs I'm speaking about, was 558,000. 558,000 new businesses were created each month in that year. I think that's astounding. And not only that, what it says to me and what it says to us is that what's happening is that entrepreneurs and new business people may be moving the United States economy out of recession and into a whole new way. So it's about us. It's about you. And in that particular study, the growth was highest among people in their 35 to 40-year-old time frames, and also for those people who are aging comfortably or uncomfortably. The oldest age group that was in that study, ages between 55 to 64 years, also experienced a tremendous increase in the business creation rates. So I want all of you entrepreneurs out there to really feel good about what's going on and really think that when you come up with an idea and when you have some passion, you can actually start a business. Many of these entrepreneurs started a business with under $1,000. That's under $1,000, and some of them have become millionaires. Okay, great. So we're going to talk about business networking. I'm still waiting for my guest, but she, as I said before, she's going to talk to us about getting the most out of your networking experience. Many of us have been networking and networking and networking and not really reaping the results that we want. Business networking is really the process of establishing a mutually beneficial relationship with other business people, potential clients, and customers. And that's really important. The key words here in my mind are mutually beneficial. So part of networking is figuring out how people can make themselves memorable at any kind of business networking event. I know many of you have gone to business networking events. You've given out business cards. You get business cards. You leave the event, and the next day you're looking at these cards, and you're thinking, who was that person? How did I meet that person? I remember yesterday, but what in what context? So how do you become the memorable person so that somebody walking away from that particular event that you attended can say, yes, I remember him. Yes, I remember her. Not only do I remember him or her, but I understand something more about their business because she or he made a lasting impression on me. And that's really important. That's really one of the keys to networking. Many of us think that networking is just about giving out our business cards and getting business. that's so far from the truth. The real main goal of networking is to, yes, it is to trump up our business and make money and profit, but it's also the new way, not just giving out business cards, the new way is to really be able to support the people at the event. So it's not about how I can get what I need, although that is important. It's about how can I help you? What can I do for you that's really very important? And that's key here. And Linda Lane, whom I'm still waiting for, is an entrepreneur in her own right. I'm going to talk a little about her. And luckily, she sent me some information and some questions so that if she doesn't appear, I will go over that so that time isn't lost. She is an entrepreneur, as I said before, in her own right and a financial guru. She's the financial columnist for Girlfriends magazine. And Linda Lane has more than 30 years of business and entrepreneurial experience. She's also the co-founder of the Business Mingle, a co-ed network event in Camden and Gloucester counties, and is the founding mother and empress of the Old Girls Network. She specializes in helping business owners, families, and professionals reach their goals with financial planning, securities, and insurance. And she's also a frequent keynote speaker throughout the Delaware Valley. What's interesting about Linda, because I've really met her years ago and formed a business relationship and a friendship, and I met her at the Old Girls Network. But what's most interesting about Linda is when she began the Old Girls Network, it wasn't really popular. She was part of going to a lot of networking events where guys were involved, which was fine, but she wanted something more, and she thought about really finding an event and establishing an event that really spoke to women and to women's business owners and to their very particular, very specific needs. And that being said, she began this business, this networking event and organization, which has grown and grown by leaps and bounds. And on a monthly basis, women meet for lunch, they talk, they share ideas, they share who they are, and they collaborate, and they really hopefully find ways to support one another and to bring business to one another. So how can you be successful in business networking? What does it mean to be a successful networker? So networking is really about being genuine and about being authentic. You really have to build trust. And when you're building trust and you're building new relationships, part of that is, again, not just talking about yourself and going off about what I can do and who I am. It's really about what I can do for you, as I said earlier. And being genuine is really about being yourself, as Linda says, and it's really about telling people about you. But I think one of the key components to successful business networking is good listening. You have to be a listener. You have to really be able to just listen and ask the right questions, not just questions for yes and no answers, but who, what, when, where, why, so that you can really ask that person and get a sense of who they are, where they're coming from, most importantly, what their business needs are, what they're looking for, and how you can help them. And I think more and more that's the critical question, and those are the critical questions that we need to answer and be a part of when we're looking for successful networking. It's also important to be a volunteer in some of the organizations that you're networking in. So that helps you to really, number one, stay visible, but it also helps you to give back to groups that have helped you, and it also allows you to get more of a sense and a friendship with the members and an understanding of who they are, and it really builds support and friendship. And once people begin to know you, know who you are, and know what, how you've helped them or how you've helped the organization, they're much more likely to send people to you and to help you grow your business. And I think it's so important that before we go to a networking event that we know what we want. We know who we are, and we have a clear understanding of what it is that we do and what it is that makes our business or what we do special. And I think you have to be able to really articulate what you're looking for. If I asked you today, so what are you looking for? What are your needs in business? Would you be able to answer that immediately? Because those are the kinds of questions that other business owners at networking events are going to fire at you, and you really need to come up with a quick answer. There's also that 30-second way in many of these networking events to really sort of toot your own horn. Now, we're going to talk about 30 seconds because 30 seconds to some people seems like an inordinate amount of time, and 30 seconds to others seems like it's just not enough to get their message across. And when I first began business networking and going to groups, that was what I hated, how to be able to be concise and to really say who I am and toot my horn in 30 seconds. But that first impression is a really important impression. That first impression is a lasting impression because people take a look at you, they size you up from your voice, from how you're standing, from how you're looking, even before you open your mouth. And that first impression that's formed is usually an impression that doesn't go away, despite how you may change things through what you're doing. People just walk away from a networking event and it sticks. That first impression sticks. Another key, and I was talking with Linda last week, so I have some information. I don't want to steal her fire here, but I'm still waiting for her to appear. So another tip is that it's really important that when you leave the event, that you do some follow-up. So now you have pockets or purses full of business cards or briefcases full of business cards. What do you do with them? Well, folks, what you really do with them is you have to get back to people. You really need to call those people or email those people and find out more about them and, again, find out how you can be of service to them. What's also important is that when people at a networking event give you referrals, it's important that you follow through. That's in some way, that's a way of respecting and honoring the person who spent their time and energy giving you feedback and thinking about how to really match you with potential customers and potential clients. And when you do that, it really builds that relationship with those people that you've been networking with. And also, some of us don't have great memories, so it's also an important way to get back and really find out more about the people and also get back and follow those cues, follow those referrals, and see how they work. What's also important is appearance and attitude. I said to you earlier that it just takes 30 seconds or less for people to sum you up, size you up, and form that impression. Attitude is also key, and I do a lot of work in my own business and coaching and writing about attitude because I think attitude is essential. Attitude is essential not only in networking, but is essential in all aspects of our lives. Positive attitude really helps set the stage for what's to come, really helps you to feel good, and helps the people that you're dealing with feel good about you and about themselves. And it really sets the stage for a real upbeat relationship, an upbeat dialogue, and an upbeat way of connecting. And so that is critical to networking success. Linda is somebody who could not find a networking group that really fit her needs. And I wish she was here to tell us more about that because she has a great story. But what she did was she said, okay, so you can find a networking group. And she's talking to you folks, and I'm just going to reiterate a little bit. If you can't find a networking group that suits your very own needs, start your own. Everybody, no matter what business, what organization, where they are, what locale they're in, everybody, every business person needs to network. And maybe if you're starting your own networking organization or networking group, you may be able to fill a niche that hasn't been addressed either in your physical or geographic area in a particular style or for any other reason. And so it's important to firstly find out, well, are these groups meeting my needs? Is this networking group the networking group that I really need to go to? Is it going to help me? Am I going to be able to support the people? You may not know that in the first time that you're attending the meeting or attending whatever event. You may need to really go to that event 2, 3, possibly even 4 times before you get a sense if that's the right fit for you. And the right fit, finding the right fit, is really important. And if that group doesn't work, then it's about trying another group, checking out another group, and really seeing if, in fact, another group can meet your needs, because that's so important. And many people leave networking groups and they're discouraged. They think, you know, it doesn't really work. Really, they feel that they've been wasting time, then whatever time they spent just isn't really something that's giving back to them. Well, as I said earlier, part of that whole different mindset that many of these networking groups are starting up, and Linda's networking group is certainly one of them, is to really turn that around. Because if you begin to think, how can I help others, that's really going to be a way of helping yourself. So when you find out what they need, when you find out who they are, think of ways that you may be able to network with them. You may be able to help them drive customers or clients to them. And you may not have that information immediately. It may take you a few days to get back to somebody and say, you know, I've had your business card. I remember who you are because they were memorable to you. And I've been thinking, and here's the person. I'm just going to email this person's name and number to you or whatever. Here's a person that I think might be a good fit, might be interested in what your services or what products you have to offer. And that's the key here. So I don't think it's about being discouraged. I think it's really, really important that, firstly, that you don't give up. Because I know from my own personal experience, it took me a lot of time to go to networking events and to figure out, you know, there's something to this. I met some wonderful friends, some wonderful people and colleagues that I'm still connected to. And initially, I was just discouraged. I thought, well, maybe this isn't for me. Well, research says that networking these days is for everybody, that it's really the most important way to grow your business and support others in the process, and also meet friends and colleagues and maybe share some results and maybe even start up that entrepreneurial business with one of your colleagues, because who knows, sky's the limit here. I think it's so very, very important that we figure out what we need and also how to help others. The idea of networking is not just growing business, it's about support, not just supporting ourselves, but really supporting one another. And I think that's so crucial today in networking. And I think it's really very, very important in everything that's going on. You may be making personal contacts with some people, but sometimes you may want to make sure that you send them a follow-up note or a follow-up letter, some way of thanking those people who've given you referrals or who've spent some time at a networking event with you, that goes a really long way in telling other people the kind of person that you are and the kind of business person that you'll be. Because oftentimes when we have clients and customers that we've wooed for a while, we sort of covet our relationship with them. We want to make sure that when we're sending those referrals to other people, that those other people that we've met at networking events are also going to really take the same time, the same care, the same consideration with those clients and those customers that we have, because it's also our reputation on the line, and it's so very, very important. Networking is key, not just networking in going to business events, but I've actually been reading lately about networking that takes place online. So there are many organizations, many events that take place online, not just for women, but for co-ed, for women and men, that allow you to network via internet, via email. And that actually is something that's really burgeoning, and we may probably be seeing more of that in the coming years. So I'm still waiting for the guru and the founder of the Old Girls Network, Linda Lane. Something has detained her, so we'll stay on a little bit more, and hopefully she will magically appear. I think what's also important to note is that you need to figure out a way to demonstrate the value of your expertise and the value of your products or the value of what you do. And you may do that by offering people something like an article that you've written or some idea that you have. That's a way of actually telling people that you may have something for them, or jogging their memory so that they also think, wow, this is something that may fit one of my clients or one of my customers, and I'll just be able to pass that along. I think what's also key here is networking can lead to entrepreneurship. And I want to talk a little bit about that because I've been very excited. I was looking at an article in a Sunday New York Times, and it was the New York Times Magazine. I believe it was October. And there was an article about the rise of the Fix the World on Your Own generation. And they called it the DIU, the Do-It-Yourself generation. And it's not just business networking, as we're talking about, but fixing the world on your own. And I want to read you a quote because I really found that very powerful. And I'm talking about women in this quote because that's what it is. But think of it in terms of men and women, because we are powerful. We are powerful in and of ourselves, and we are even more powerful when we get together with other people. So here's that quote from the New York Times. Women exerting the greatest pressure for change often aren't the presidents or the tycoons of big companies, but they're further down the pyramid, and they are drawn by passion to create a better world. And passionate people with great ideas can do the same as the United Nations and as presidents. They can tackle global challenges. That to me says millions. That to me is so very, very important, because today there are lots of challenges, lots of global challenges that we're all facing, and I believe that it's not something that we do by ourselves. But there are interested people who think, you know what, this is a pressing need. This is something that I feel very deeply about, very passionate for, and I want to make a difference. And so there are those entrepreneurs who are going out in the world, making that difference, starting organizations, starting companies, giving back, finding ways to make their lives and really making the lives of other people, no matter where they are on the planet, better and more prosperous. And I think that that's really key today. How can we help one another? Networking is a key way to do that, a key way to help one another. And also keep in mind that when you're helping other people, you're really inadvertently helping yourself because it pays off. It's a win-win situation. Everybody benefits. Everybody prospers. And you also feel good about it in the process. So how do you be memorable at a networking event? Well, firstly, we talked about your appearance, your attitude. I think it's also about how the questions that you're asking, as I stated earlier, and you're showing your interest. There have been many researches and many studies that have been done, and people who ask a lot of questions, people who really seem to want the answers from the other person and really seem interested, are the people that get the best buzz. And I'll tell you why. Because people love to talk about themselves. People love that when you're asking questions, they love to respond. So they'll walk away from a business event and you've asked them a lot of key questions and they've talked about themselves and they've talked about their business and they're feeling really upbeat and really, really good about it. And they think, wow, that was a great person. What a fabulous conversation I had. That was really important. They may forget that you were the one just firing those questions at them, and maybe they didn't ask many questions themselves, but they walk away feeling good. And when they feel good, they're going to remember you. You're going to be memorable. They're going to remember you when they see other people and refer you to them and refer other people to you. So that's really important. Something else that's important in networking, and I think it's about really giving making it a personal experience, sharing stories. I know when I go out and do a lot of seminars, whether it's for business or for women's empowerment or for many different groups and organizations and companies, I like to share stories, personal stories about myself, depending on what the particular topic is or subject is. And I also share stories, even though I'll change the names, about some of my clients, because some of those stories really strike a chord. They're personal, they're moving, and they really help people learn more about you, learn more about what you're doing, and it also allows them to respond personally themselves, because it's a heart connection as well as a mind connection. And I believe that it's really important to have both that heart and mind connection. And speaking of that, I have an upcoming book coming out called Mastering the Art of Success. And I'm really feeling very blessed about that. It's with several really very important people, Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield, Les Brown, and stay tuned for that because more is to come about that. But I think it's just a wonderful opportunity. Networking is a wonderful opportunity to share yourself, to share your ideas, to share who you are, and to make sure that in some way you are getting enough information about that person or persons that you're talking with and asking the right questions and in some way allowing them to feel good about who they are, which in turn will allow them to feel good about who you are. So my guest has not appeared, but I think that we've covered some wonderful networking events, wonderful networking tips, and I think that what's really important for you to take away today is that networking is here to stay, and networking is about how can I help the other person, not necessarily how they can help me. And when I think about how I can help the other person, my business, your business, is going to grow. So thank you so much for being here with me today. And tune in on the 17th as I have two very wonderful guests talking about autism and talking about whole raw foods, two wonderful guest speakers. And you've been a great audience. Thank you. And have a great day.
been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.